Good afternoon. I'm Charlie Ogden. I'm the non-executive chairman of the board of directors of Crawford Company, and it's my pleasure to welcome everybody to the 2012 annual meeting of shareholders. Before we go any further, I want to introduce the other members of the board of directors who are here, and please wave or stand up. Jesse Crawford is here. Jenner Wood is here. Jim Edwards. Jenner's the head of the comp committee. Jim Edwards is the head of the audit committee. Of course, Jeff Bowman is on the board of directors. He's the chief executive officer. He'll speak in a moment. Harsha Agadi is here. Joya Johnson is here. George Benson. There's George. There's George. Chairman of the Nominating and Governance Committee. And in general, Russell Honore is here today, but he had to go down to do an interview at CNN about the Afghan war. Also present today are Alan Nelson, our corporate secretary and general counsel, who will report the minutes of the meeting. Deb O'Donnell is here from Wells Fargo, who is the inspector of elections. And Todd Ash from Ernst & Young. Todd, welcome. They're the independent auditors for Crawford, and we'll be available later to answer any questions that come up. At this time, I would like to call on Mr. Nelson to make his report.
Thanks, Charlie. I present a proof by affidavit that notice of this meeting has been duly given and that a proxy statement has been mailed to every holder of record of Class B common stock of the company as of March 7, 2012. I also report that the Inspector of Election, Deb O'Donnell of Wells Fargo, has signed and filed a certificate with me stating that the holders of a quorum of the Class B voting stock are present in person or are represented by proxy at this meeting.
Great. Thank you. I now declare that the 2012 annual meeting of Crawford Company shareholders is officially convened. The first order of business is the election of directors. The board of directors has nominated for election the 9 individuals named in the proxy statement to act as directors for the company for the ensuing year until their successors are chosen. I will note that this is the first time in 3 years that we have not had a change in the slate of directors. No retirements, no new directors, so these are the same people who've been serving as directors for some time. Are there any other nominations for director? Okay, if there are no other nominations, I will declare the nominations for director closed and open the floor for the discussion of the nominees. Okay, the next item of business is proposal 2 of the proxy statement, which is the ratification of the firm Ernst & Young as independent auditors for the company for 2012. And as we said, Todd Ash is here from Ernst & Young if anyone has any questions. Is there any discussion concerning the appointment of Ernst & Young as independent auditors? All right, we'll move on to the voting. If you've already sent in a proxy statement, there's no need to cast a ballot unless you wish to change your vote. Otherwise, the proxy committee will vote your shares as you directed. If there is anyone who wishes to vote by ballot, please raise your hand. Okay. While the votes are being tabulated, let me have our CEO, Jeff Bowman, say a few words about Crawford & Company in the last year, in the first quarter of 2012. Jeff.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeffrey Bowman, President and Chief Executive Officer of Crawford & Company. I want to thank you for taking the time this afternoon to join us for our 2012 annual meeting of shareholders. Joining me today is my global executive management team. If they'd like to, most of them are sitting in the back, but I'd like to quickly stand up to recognize. In my letter to shareholders that is included in the annual report, I go into great detail. But this afternoon, for the benefit of our shareholders, I'd like to briefly highlight a few topics. Our 2012 first quarter results were published yesterday, so my remarks today will include brief highlights of both financial results from 2011 and the first quarter of 2012. I also share some opportunities that we've identified and call for strategies for success. And finally, I will provide a brief look back at 2011 before addressing any questions you might have. Over the past year, Crawford & Company responded to global insured losses and unprecedented weather-related and catastrophic events around the globe. And with almost 9,000 employees operating in 700 locations across more than 70 countries, our response was both rapid and innovative. That is not to say that 2011 was easy. However, Our industry struggled with a challenging global economy, continuing unemployment, mild weather, and regulatory changes that have made our work quite interesting, to say the least. 2011 was a very active year for Crawford, presenting the challenges and concerns, but also many, many opportunities for success. Regulatory changes affecting our industry kept everybody busy. The roadmap, our technology roadmap, is made up of core technologies that we are using to incorporate analytics, data privacy, and cross-border data transfers, business process innovation, social media, and mobile technology. And we use all of these in our daily operations and client relationships. But even amid a challenging global economy, we produced an encouraging 2011 operating performance. And I'm optimistic about our outlook for 2012. I attribute that positive perspective to Crawford's broad service offerings and our advanced technology and business solutions, our expansive global footprint, and our talented and professional staff. We are uniquely positioned and tireless in our efforts to meet the increasing needs of our clients and returns for our shareholders. Like everyone in our marketplace in 2011, we faced those economic conditions and challenges, some outside of our control. But our worldwide team continued to make progress building on the operational strategies we put in place. We remained diligent on expense control, and we remained focused on maintaining our long-term goals of improving operating performance and maximizing cash generation. As a result, Crawford reported record revenue of $1.125 billion for the full year of 2011, and a 60% increase in our earnings over the prior year. We also saw revenue growth in three of our four business segments, driven by an increase in overall claims received during the year. As announced yesterday, Crawford's first quarter 2012 consolidated revenues before reimbursements total $267 million, down slightly by 6% from that reported in the first quarter of last year. Our first quarter 2012 net income was $6.1 million. Our first quarter 2012 diluted earnings per share were 12 cents for the TRDA and 11 cents for CRDB, compared with diluted earnings per share for each class of 23 cents in our year. In our first quarter of 2011, we reflected a positive performance in our Broadspire operation, resulting from a focus on business development and cost control measures for several past quarters. We are committed to delivering sequentially quarterly operating improvements in our Broadspire operation. The turnaround of Broadspire is one of our key objectives for our management, and we are encouraged by this progress so far. After an expected decline in our legal settlement administration segment, the Gulf Coast Claims Facility project, we are pleased to report that last week, our Garden City Group subsidiary was awarded a role to provide administration services in the recently announced class action settlement surrounding the Gulf oil spill. Obviously, we're very excited about being selected to work on this important special project. Primarily, as a result of historically mild weather in the US and Canada, we also saw reduced industry-wide claims volumes in our American segment. We are actively addressing our cost base in light of these low claim volumes. And lastly, in our EMEA AP segment, we saw a decrease in the case referrals in the UK, again from benign weather-related claims, as well as from insourcing from some of our clients. This was offset in Asia Pacific by continued activity relating to the weather-related claims in our Australian market and the ongoing handling of catastrophic flood losses in Thailand. Looking to the remainder of 2012, we continue focusing on our strategic plan to capitalize on Crawford's market position. The diversity of Crawford's business has enabled us to make operational progress in 2011. As the global leader in providing custom claims administrative services, Crawford delivers a consistent value proposition and a broad range of diversified products to its nine brands under which Crawford operates today. As an international leader in claims administration and management solutions, Crawford offers a powerful portfolio of integrated services that add value and reduce the cost of claims administration for both large corporations and small businesses. We call it the Crawford System of Claims Solution, and it is the most comprehensive global integrated solution for corporate companies, insurers, and reinsurers in claims administration. No other provider in the industry can match our ability to deliver global and end-to-end solutions. So as we continue to position ourselves for success, we have outlined our operational focus, also known as our five pillars, that we are working to achieve from 2012 through to 2015. And they are to bring Broadspire to an acceptable earnings profile, significantly reduce our debt, continue to grow revenue, reach operating earnings of 10%, capitalize on the many global opportunities that we see, and further enhance the shareholders' experience. Crawford has a proven, experienced expertise in many areas, across business units and around the world. And this year, we are making connections with our clients, employees, business partners, and shareholders through our unparalleled technology, responsiveness, integrated claim solutions, and innovation. Just talking about technology for a second, our clients tell us they need cutting-edge business intelligence and predictive analytics to manage their business. To demonstrate our technical proficiency, we will continue to follow the path of our global systems roadmap, which leads us to further development of technology improvements in advanced analytics, data management, and recovery, as well as business intelligence initiatives and enhancements to keep our key claims and risk management information systems moving in the right direction. Just as our clients rely on advanced technologies to connect us in new ways to their customers, Crawford has also invested in mobile applications, equipping our field adjusters with faster, more efficient, and secure claims reporting tracking capabilities. In terms of responsiveness, whether the need is high volume, low severity claims, or large complex claims, Crawford has the unique ability to respond to events whenever and wherever they occur. The accredited executive general adjusters in our group, Global Technical Services, handle many of the largest individual insurance claims around the world in the mining, construction, and environmental risk services arenas. And multinational corporations who need enhanced analytics benefit from Crawford's proprietary reporting mechanisms that we use to track and manage claims regionally, globally, and by industry. No other claims solution company has that strength, breadth, and expertise to handle the large, complex, and high-profile events that we do. Not even last year, in the crocodile-infested waters of Thailand, following the worst flooding in 50 years, prevented Crawford adjusters from helping their clients. In fact, 2011 was the highest indemnity loss year on record, but our catastrophe management services provided an excellent response to this unprecedented year of severe natural catastrophes in Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Thailand, and the terrible tornadoes in the US. We regularly share our expertise across the business units and countries, supplementing local resources. And in innovation, Crawford offers many client outcomes. We will continue communicating with our clients through personal interaction with social media to gain insights into their key issues, and then to lead the industry in developing innovative solutions that improve our clients' outcomes. For Crawford, innovation means getting out in front with new ideas, new products, and new services to provide value-added solutions to our clients. One such example is our Broadspire unit, where they've developed the Bold Network, which has redesigned the way workers' compensation, PPO networks, operate. This multi-layered method gives us a breadth that few other companies can provide and allows us to care for our clients' employees while controlling costs. Our experienced professionals manage all stages of claims and have been recognized by both clients as well as the insurance industry for the innovation of technology in our lives. In the integrated solutions market, again, no one can match our ability to deliver global end-to-end programs, whether it's claim services, business process outsourcing, or consulting. Again, the system of claim solution is the most comprehensive global integrated solution for our clients. And our employees can connect clients to the services they need from a full portfolio of integrated services. Our London-based global market team service multinational insurers and employers who need comprehensive solutions around the world. And to increase our already significant presence, we continue to invest in emerging countries as economic reality, and as economic, regulatory, and legislative conditions allow. Last year, during our third annual Global Day of Service, more than 1,100 Crawford & Company employees, family members and friends contributed their time, talent, and all manner of needed donations to others around the world through a variety of service projects. There were more than 49 projects implemented by volunteers in 20 countries, and we helped organising ranging from food banks and orphanages to domestic violence shelters and environmental causes. In addition to the group projects, many of our employees also participated in activities as individuals in their spare time. Taking care of the communities we live in and work is important to the Crawford culture. And we demonstrated the work we do every day to protect our environment and to restore people's lives after they've experienced some damage or catastrophe. I'm very proud to be associated with such a caring and generous group of people. As shareholders, I know you have high expectations for our financial growth and continued operational progress going forward. You should know that our global team is committed to execute on the strategies we've developed and towards our objective, and to be fully focused on improving our financial performance for all employees and shareholders. Of course, being part of that industry is often dependent upon financial disasters, adverse weather conditions. We are counting sometimes on a little help from Mother Nature for a really successful financial performance year. But when the economy and Mother Nature gives our lemons, we really make great lemonade. So on behalf of the management team, I thank you for being shareholders of Crawford Company and for your continued support.
Great, thank you, Jeff. And let me say on behalf of the shareholders, thank you to you and to the executives and all the employees for what was a very good year in 2011. And there's more wood to chop, but it was a great year, and that was a great look back at it. So thank you for that. Are there any questions for Jeff about the presentation? Okay, over to Alan for the results.
Sure. Prior to announcing the results of voting, I would like to remind everyone that some of the matters we've been discussing in this meeting include forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainties. The company's actual results achieved in future quarters may differ materially from results achieved in past quarters or that might be implied by such forward-looking statements. For a complete discussion regarding factors which could affect the company's financial performance, please refer to the company's Form 10-K for the year ended December 31, 2011, filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, particularly the information under the headings Business and Management's Discussion and Analysis of Financial Condition and Results of Operations. Charlie, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Thank you for that legal health warning.
We've all been waiting for that.
Okay. Does the Inspector of Election have results of the voting?
Yes. Each of the board's nominees for director received in excess of 19 million votes. On the ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young, LLP, as independent auditors for 2012, the preliminary vote was 94.17% for, 0.41% against, and 0.01% abstaining.
Thank you.
I declare that the nine director nominees named in the proxy statement, each of whom received a plurality of votes cast, are hereby elected as directors of the company for the ensuing year, and that Ernst & Young LLP is ratified as the company's independent auditor for 2012. These are preliminary figures, and the final tally will be certified by the inspector of elections when the voting is finalized. Is there any other business to come before this meeting of shareholders? If not, I will declare that the 2012 annual meeting of shareholders is adjourned. Thank you.